Back to the Movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And
Liz.
Yay.
Yay.
So today we're talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane. What's 10 Cloverfield Lane? Can you tell me, Justine?
Can you tell me?
You want me to tell you? Mm-hmm. 10 Cloverfield Lane is a movie about this woman played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead who gets into a car wreck and wakes up in a bunker where she's
with
chained
John
to
Goodman.
The wall. Yeah, and John Goodman is
and
like...
that dude from Short Term 12.
Yes. And
oh,
Newsroom.
That's what it is.
Yeah. He's in the Newsroom.
And he's in Newsroom? Is
newsroom,
it called Newsroom? Yeah.
I haven't watched that show.
So she's like trapped down there with him and he's all like... there's something crazy going on up there, and she's like, let me out.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, so that's basically the premise of the movie, is like they're stuck down there.
Yeah.
And it's called 10 Cloverfield Lane because it, I guess you would say, like, it exists in the world of Cloverfield.
It's a spiritual cousin.
Yeah, it's like a blood relative of Cloverfield. Mm-hmm. So it's not a sequel or anything, but it's...
well, I mean, it's occurring, like, in the same timeline as the first movie.
Possibly concurrently.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ish. It's not real specific.
It's not.
Anyway, Liz, what'd you think?
I liked it. I started off not liking it because the music in the beginning was ruining the suspense for me. It was way too much music. I did not like it.
Like the popular music or the score?
No, the score.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When it's just her and she's trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, and there's no dialogue.
Like,
I see. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
I would have appreciated more silence. But otherwise, I liked it. I really liked the end. I mean, I wish it was a little bit more surprising, but I liked it.
You didn't think it was surprising?
No.
I thought it was surprising AF.
I'm going to slap you in the face.
There were...
yeah.
At least two moments where I was like, and Justine in one of them almost like cursed out loud in the theater.
Yeah, when something happened, I almost was like, what the fuck? I'm glad I didn't though.
Well, yeah. It might have also been that the people beside me were annoying the hell out of me. I kept talking.
Justine, what did you think?
I really liked it. Trachtenberg did a good job. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
I liked Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character. I thought she was kick-ass.
John Goodman?
John Goodman. Wow, yeah.
Whoa.
John Goodman.
Whoa.
He was great. Like,
he was great.
Creepy and weird. Like, so weird I didn't want to look at him. Like, I had a hard time, like, looking at him. But then, like... in like a second could become kind of a little endearing but still a little creepy. I don't know, it was a good performance.
It's like you didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
Like you didn't know how to
it was good.
Very ingenious performance.
I felt like it was really shocking and surprising, which I liked. And I like that it wasn't typical. Like something happens and in any other movie, I feel like I can't really talk about it actually because it's spoiler
territory.
It won't make sense if I talk about it without trying to be spoilery, so maybe we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
She liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Cool.
Good job, Dan.
Yeah, I liked it a lot as well. As Justine has alluded to twice now, this is directed by a guy named Dan Trachtenberg. This is his first feature film. He's someone that we know of because he used to do a show called The Totally Rad Show on YouTube. It was like a video podcast.
With Jeff Cannata.
Yeah, Jeff Cannata and Alex Albrecht. Yeah.
Yes.
I
always forget the third guy.
Yeah. But he moved... so he's kind of cool in the geek community because he moved from being like a big fan to being a director.
Yeah.
So it's cool. This movie has a really interesting production history, which I won't go into now because, I don't know, you can read about it later, but... I think it was really interesting knowing kind of what had gone on making the movie, watching the movie. That was kind of cool. I'm being vague, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it didn't start off as a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah, it was...
it
okay,
got made
I'll
into,
just
do
say
it.
What it
just
is.
Just say it.
The movie was made, like, finished, like a year or 2 years ago, and it was just sitting on a shelf. They weren't releasing it because I think they didn't know how to market it or something, or it might have gotten mixed up in some business deals. It was just kind of sitting there. And then at some point, someone was like, we could easily make this into a Cloverfield movie. And so they reshot some of it and kind of brought it into the Cloverfield universe, which I think is really interesting and cool. And I could, knowing that, it was kind of fun watching, trying to figure out, like, okay, what's original? What did they reshoot? What would this have been like before? That sort of thing. So that was cool. kind of metatextual. But, yeah, I mean, I thought John Goodman was really good. I really liked all the leads. John Gallagher Jr. is his name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he was really good. Mary Elizabeth Winstead definitely, like, kicked ass in a few places. She's a really strong character. I thought there's some really good visual effects in some places, too, which I liked. So, yeah, like, it's thrilling, it's surprising, AF.
fuck's sake.
Yeah, I would totally recommend it.
I would recommend it.
And I want to see more Cloverfield movies now.
Yeah.
Totally.
Cool. You want to say anything else?
I guess, can I talk about the spoilery thing?
Yeah, we still have like 5 minutes. Wait, do we have 5 minutes? What do we have left? Yeah, we still have like 5 minutes. Okay. So, spoiler starting now.
Oh my god.
Okay, go.
In any other movie, when she got into his truck, fucking keys would have been.
Yeah.
And I was like, those keys better not fucking be in there. I'm gonna hate this movie. And they weren't. And I was like, they're not gonna be in there. This is a smart movie. She's gonna have to get into the sedan. She's gonna have to go get the keys off the dead woman. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly how that shit went down.
Right. So of course, I was excited that it didn't follow the same, like,
little plot hole
shit
that eats into that is that woman that died outside the door, her headlights were on when she was dying. Mm-hmm. So that battery would have been dead. No way that car would have turned on.
That's true.
But whatever. It's fine.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah.
I really liked the bunker. That was cool.
Yeah, the bunker was a really cool production design.
Right?
Yeah.
I liked it.
It looked realistic. Yeah. Although not as realistic as the bunker in a movie called Take Shelter that I watched recently. That's like real bare bones bunker.
Mm.
But it's supposed to be a storm shelter, not like a live down here for 2 years bunker.
Well, I think that's why I like the bunker, is that it really felt like someone put time and effort into it and they imagined themselves living there, you know?
Yeah.
Someone crazy.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Awesome, yeah. So, yeah, I really did love those teenagers who were like, I thought he was lying about the aliens, but they were real. And I was like, this is a Cloverfield movie. Of course there's aliens in it.
I mean, I knew that there were going to be aliens. I didn't know they were going to be space slugs.
Yeah, they were weird.
They were space slugs.
I was not a fan.
You didn't like the design of the space slug?
I didn't like that they had, like, dragon skin.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, it was like, they weren't really scales. They were like,
metal scales.
It was, I don't know how to describe it.
It was like metal scales.
It was like metal scales.
Didn't look like scales.
Yes, I feel like this movie is that one scene in War of the Worlds.
Yes.
In the whole movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
With Tim Robbins?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's gonna definitely. Once I saw what the big ship looked like and it was going to bring up the truck, I was like, this is very War of the Worlds.
Right? Tentacles and stuff. Yeah.
And then she throws the thing in there, which is exactly what Tom Cruise does.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally
Fast and Furious 7 did. When Vin Diesel throws the bag of grenades.
I wish I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love those movies. Don't you disparage them in my presence.
All right, anything else?
No.
Nope.
All right, so after the movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And Liz.
I have